free to get anything you need before you sit down. We're going to be about 55 minutes. This is my favorite class, not just because I teach it, but because I've gotten so much out of this idea of that God has designed us a certain way, and we're called to find out what that design is and walk out that design. And it makes for a much more contented life, a much more focused life, and it brings a lot of intention to who we are. Hey, and just again to Strong Tower people, thank you so much. That was awesome. That was refreshing. Every one of you that spoke or sang or played or anything, it was really good. This is our first growth class. It's has broke up into four sections, and we're just trying to be good stewards with our people and who we are. But this is Discover. This is the idea that you were fearfully and wonderfully made, and that you weren't made by accident, but you were made on purpose to do something, and God has designed you. So the way that you think is a gift to you and to the world. The way you feel or see the world is a gift to you and meant to be a gift to the world. But if you don't know how you see and how you feel and how you experience life, then you can't replicate that in your job or your ministry or how you're around people, okay? So the goal of this class and this number, this first section here, page 43, we're just going to go through this. This is a good one to be a part of also because you get a spiritual gifts assessment that we're going to take right here. And you get a DISC, D-I-S-C, which is an abbreviated personality profile, which is awesome. And it's to help you think through and give language to who you are, okay? So it's an exploring and discovery of who you are. Ephesians 2:10, that first scripture, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. And those good works are not works to make God love us, but they're out of God loving us and us receiving that and us recognizing that it's not, I always tell people, it's not just Lily, 5 years old, or 10-year-old Victoria that are fearfully and wonderfully made that get to wear God don't make no junk t-shirts. 54-year-old Les Heron can wear a God don't make no junk t-shirts, or God said. So we have to realize that at every age and stage that we're looking for how God created us and why I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Not just why, but how am I amazing? So look at the person next to you and say, you are amazing. And then look at the person and say, point to yourself, say, I am amazing. We do that every once in a while at the journey, and that's a lot harder thing to say. But the third thing I'm not going to make you say is to say, this is how I am amazing. And it's not because I can preach or I can sing, but there's something I give through my personality, through me being me, that shows up in a certain way. And if I understand what that looks like, then when I go to a meeting with one person, I'm showing up with that gift of me, not just with a word of knowledge or prophetic or good counsel, but it's showing up something in that way. And that's really important as Christians that we live out a life of vision. And the life of vision is not just to do something, but it's to be somebody along the way. And that's a vision we keep fulfilling, even if things wreck around us, even if the opportunities don't work out, things come slower, we can still become those people. And so the first part, the goal of this class is to discover how my design, this is the first blank, my design helps to reveal my destiny, to discover the amazing potential of my life. I want to make sure I time myself so I don't get started, because we do a workshop on vision and goal setting. So to discover how my design helps to reveal my destiny, to discover the amazing potential of my life. All right, so we're going to take a personality profile test here in a few minutes, and this discovering personality. Now, just examining the four personality types, we're just going to talk right now about the D's, the I, the S's, and the C's, and we'll talk about what they're like a little bit later, but this is just introductory. Some of you have taken this before, so you just take it again. But the D's, 3% of the population is a D. We did this class with a dozen, and one person was a D, and this is how they showed up. Oh, I'm gonna rock these tests. I'm going to be awesome. All right? So the D is a 3%. The I is 11%. And the S is 69%. So it's a 3% for D, 11% for an I, 69% for an S, and 17% for a C. All right? 17%. All right, and what this helps us is Ron took this, I think, in October, and he's taken them before. And Ron, I shared what my personality type was, and two or three times Ron looked at me and goes, "That's so weird," because we think everybody's like us, that we operate and think and are motivated by the same things everybody else is. So if you can learn how you were created, and you can learn and appreciate how somebody else is created, how they hear, how they see, how they feel. I don't mean like fully, but just be aware. It really helps you connect more and more with people, doesn't it? Because you're aware. If I go to Panama, which we go to Panama, and I go down there and I start preaching, and I'm preaching to a group of Panamanians that don't speak English, it was obvious that I need to use another language, right? But we forget that just sitting here amongst each other, we can be telling stories and not really connecting at all because we're not hearing or seeing how the other people are receiving what we're saying. So the DISC is a personality profile we're going to take in just a minute. The elements that help develop your personality is first family history. Definitely generational stuff in there. B, so the first one is family. The second one is training. The majority of our training comes from the family of origin we're set in. So the family history could be genetic, DNA, how we look, the color of our eyes, hair, skin, how we deal with the emotions can be passed down from generation to generation. B, in training. Victoria's adopted. If you saw Victoria, you know, she's adopted. She's obviously, we call it an upgrade in our skin tone and our chubbiness. So we're thinning down our family line by having Victoria and, upgrading our skin tone. But obviously she has some family things that are there in her. Okay. She's a small percent of Filipino, Hispanic, and Caucasian, but then she has some family training since we've had her since she was 3 months old that she has from us. So it's an interesting thing to hear her and I to show up in the same way in a lot of different instances. It's really quite funny. And then C is mentors. So as you get older, you get some training. Usually the mentorship is unintentional. You're in the wrong crowd in high school or junior high, and you stay with that wrong crowd, and that becomes your mentorship in wrong ways. And then the last one, D, is life experiences. That doesn't just mean the big life experiences of marriage or divorce or sickness or disease. It means just the experiences of being lonely for year after year after year, or feeling rejected or feeling like you don't fit. And those things, those experiences, but they could be experiences of poverty. It could be experiences where things have been taken away from you. And we all experience things differently by how our personality is set up. I am probably, we have seven kids in my family, a very mixed family, two boys from my dad and his first wife, and then my mom has three kids and her husband, and then they got together, they had me and my little sister, so we're all very different looking, and but we have all experienced our home life differently. And I was a relator, so for me, love meant conversation, but in a family that big and that volatile, there wasn't much conversation. So we had different feelings of how we experienced that life of growing up. And we have that same with church. You can all be in the same church experience. There's people at Strong Tower that are experiencing Strong Tower totally different than you are. They're resistant, they're rebellious, they're hating it. There's different experiences how we experience things because of how we're made up. Okay, so you flip over. So this is a very simple disc, okay? So what you're going to do, You're going to read this first line that says, I'm assertive, demanding, and decisive. One is never, rarely, sometimes, often, always. Don't start yet. But what I need you to do is I need you to read it, and I need you to make a best decision on it, okay? People struggle with that. Just make a decision. You can go back and look at it. We're not going to give you a long time. You go back and look at it, but you have to make a decision. Don't make a decision based on who you hope you are, but how you normally are, okay? Not when you're like all energized and not when you're all depressed, all right? So go ahead. I'm going to give you a couple minutes. Just kind of raise your hand and wave it at me when you're done with these four parts, all right? And then I'll have a stopping point. All right, go ahead and start. So what you're going to do, you're going to look over to the right-hand side to page 45. And you don't have to go through all of these, but at least look through your top two and say, does that resonate with me? Especially you take this home, and this is a great meditative tool to ask God, how am I fearfully and wonderfully made? Does this resonate with how I am, with how you created me? Is this how I'm made? So just look the D here. They're more concerned with completing tasks and winning than they are gaining approval from people. People that are Ds don't like that about themselves if they're a Christian. But if we recognize I'm a D, I become a D when things aren't functioning correctly in my C. I will take over if you ask me to, and I will lead strongly in that way. I have no problem doing that. But I am definitely a C. If you jump down to C, they're compliant, analytical, careful and logical lines of thinking drive them forward. And it goes down there, they value systematic approaches to problem solving. Verbalizing feelings is difficult for a C. And I've struggled most of my life as a child and as an adult in marriage and in ministry to verbalize my feelings. And it's about a 14-year journey of the Lord really helping me with that since my 40s. But they should resonate with who you are when you read them. When you read your top two, it should resonate with you. This is my top two. This is how I show up. It says in one of the C parts is that they can see problems quickly. I mean, I can walk into anywhere. I don't have to be in the business, and I can know what's going on wrong. And I'm always thinking, how do I write a letter of complaint that I didn't get the service that I thought I should get? That's a C. A C wants a process. They want to say, here's the 7 ways to get this in your life. Here's the 12 laws of leadership. They want that. And that's good. We need that codified, that way of teaching something. But it can also be very detrimental to you at the same time. So you read those over. I'm going to talk to Lydia for a minute.
Have to look at these. Let me go over here on this side. You'd have to look at these, and you'd have to choose which one you want to put first.
All right. So as you're reading here, just remember, this is not, you're not being categorized by the number or how you took the test. So you have to look at it and decide and make a decision. This feels right. This feels true about me. A lot of people don't like personality profiles, or they take them and they never look back at them. They never go, God, is this true? Am I a creative problem solver and an excellent encourager? If that is true, am I doing that intentionally when I go to a place? When I show up at church, when I show up at Bible study, when I show up at a meal, am I being that person? And how do I show up in my personality, in my spiritual gifting as that person? It's amazing what happens. Does anybody have any questions before we move on? Yes. What's that? Then you, everything else is just, then you're an I. That's okay. That's perfectly fine. I totally get it. I would say, yes, you are. See, I would say, yes, that makes total sense. And this is the thing is, what if you could appreciate what you gave? What if you could appreciate what you gave when you, I mean, as you know what I mean, as your words, as your personality, how do you encourage? I'm not a ooey-gooey encourager, but I've learned over the years to use my voice to be an encourager in a certain way that's usually very direct and maybe a little bit too personal sometimes. But the thing is what if you knew how to do that and you could do that more and more and more? Wouldn't that make your life better and better and better? That you knew that you could show up and you don't have to talk right now because somebody else is using their gift. You don't have to talk right now because somebody else is using their gift. But right now, this is where I speak. This is my part right here. What if you could do that? Then in another personality profile, it's Strength Finders, which is more of a kind of a guide your life sort of way. It's a deeper thing, and there's more to it. And what it says is that if you can find out what you do to really make your day, this was an awesome day, I love this day. If you know what you did and what you got from it and how you showed up, then you can find out ways to repeat that more and more, all right? And most of us don't have that opportunity in our jobs, but we all have opportunities like that with our children, in our marriage, in our neighborhood, and then we can do it more and more in our jobs and our ministries. All right, so flip over to page 46 and 47. On the left-hand side, go down to C and D. CDs are cautious and determined designers who are consistently task-oriented and very aware of problems, sometimes viewed as insensitive. I have in my life constantly been viewed as insensitive. I have constantly been insensitive. But God has used it in a lot of different places administratively where they needed somebody not aware of all the political or spiritual junk going on, where I've gone in and been able to do some things that anybody else that had been sensitive wouldn't have been able to make it through that job. And they do care about people but have a difficult time showing it. That would be me completely. So when you read through your mix, because each of you now have a mix except for Craig. I would say you're an IS, though, Craig. If you had to add a second, I would say an S. I think that, to me, you might want to look at that IS on here. All right, so look at that. Put a square around it. Underline what resonates with you in that description. And you'll have time to go back later and say, you know what, I think I'm more of this. But for right now, look for things that resonate. Put a line through things that say, that's totally not me. Anybody else a CD? Anybody else a CD in here? Is it just me? All right. Just me. Well, statistically, three-fourths of you will have an S in there. I mean, three-fourths of you will have an S at number one or really close number two. So statistically, the world is very, it's amazing how kind-hearted and steadfast most of the people in the world are. All right, any questions? What's cool about this disc is it gives you all the biblical examples of those things, all right? All right, so go over to page 49. And take your number one, your dominant letter, whether it's D, I, S, or C, and circle that or put a square around those opportunities for personal growth. So if you're an I, you're influential, interested in people, witty, easygoing, outgoing, people-oriented. You can grow by weighing the pros and cons before making a decision. You can remember to help with task more. You can exercise control over your actions, words, and emotions. You can focus more on details and facts. Remember to slow down your pace or who you are for other people's benefit. And you can talk less and listen more. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Because people want eyes to show up at their parties, at their places, but they don't want you to show up unrestrained. They want you to have some boundaries on your personality. They're really their boundaries. I have a phrase that when we do this, it's called a river without banks is a swamp. So somebody that's an I comes in, they can spark the whole conversation when they're listening and interested in other people. They can connect this entire room, all right? They can tell a great story. They stand up and they don't have to have a mic or be the pastor. They can just do it. But if they do that for two or three hours while you're driving in your van or in your situation, you're just tired of them. Because they didn't have any boundaries, they didn't have any restraint. They were doing it for their own benefit instead of giving you the blessing of their being an I. It's the same way with me being a C. is I can be critical in a right way, in a righteous way that's lining up and helping you become who you want and achieve what you want and have the life that you want. But if I'm doing it back here, just being critical for me, so I make myself feel good about what I can see, and it's easy for me to see it just because that's the way God made me, then that becomes an ugly thing and nobody wants to be around you. There's all of those things. People like a high D person, a person that's dominant, decisive, direct. You just get the tasks done. You want your accountant to be that way, don't you? A C, you want them to be a C, actually. You want your airline mechanic to be a C. You want your stewardess to be an I, you know, an I or an S with some C in there so she gets your stuff right. So you want those things. And they're areas of growth for us that could really, really help us a lot. And it actually increases our happiness. It really does. When I recognize one of my CD things in here is be serious and could benefit from being more optimistic, enthusiastic. So I've struggled with joy and peace a lot of my life because I can always see what's going on, you know, weeks and weeks ahead. I'm always thinking, you know, this and this and this ahead in advance for me and for others, for my children. And God's, for 5 or 6 years, trust me, trust me, trust me. And it's a struggle for me to trust because if I can be C enough, everything will be okay. All right? So just go to page 51, and unless there's questions. So the DISC is a personality profile. It's okay? A DISC is sort of the way you show up in your world. So if I'm going to come up and talk to Ron, and I'm going to talk to Ron, and I need to tell him something, and I know Ron's an S, I need to go, hey, Ron, how you doing? How's Jill? How's your kids? I need to be personable. If you do that with me, I'm thinking, what do you want? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to, like, soften me up? Yeah. Now I'm like, I'm suspicious of him. So you got to know it. So it's loving for me to ask Ron about himself. But it's loving for Ron to be direct to me. Say, instead of going, hey, Les, how are you? How's Krisha? Hey, I had something I needed to talk to you about. It's better to say, stop it, Les. I hate it when you do that. Because I want direct. I want right direct. Don't beat around the bush. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that's how you show up. But then this next part, and remember, this is just initial stuff. But this next part is your spiritual gifts. So number one, spiritual gifts are not natural aptitudes, strengths, or abilities. So a spiritual gift is not a natural aptitude, strength, or ability. Pardon me? That's number one. The whole thing in number one is, are not natural aptitudes, strengths, or abilities. I couldn't choose on one of those because I want to make it clear. I want to make it clear that a spiritual gift is a spiritual gift. That the spiritual gift part is the conduit of the Holy Spirit through us for a time and a season, okay? Now, the DISC, the personality profile, is the Spirit of God through our personality in a different way, all right? Does that make sense? And so we want both of them. We don't want to just be taking charge of our personality, the DISC part, and then leave alone spiritual gifts. But neither do we want to, like, leave alone spiritual gifts and only work on how do I become a well-designed, a well-gifted S. But you will... If you have a prophetic gifting, it will show up as a D, I, S, or C. That's how you'll communicate it. So if you can look at it and begin to mash the pair up, it's a whole lot better, okay? And get some training on that. So it's not a natural aptitude, strength, or ability. Number two, it's not a character trait. And man, we should work on character. You know, I just got back from Bethel Church, who's like... It's just internationally. It's like a spiritual portal, and I think that they're the biggest selling worship music right now, and it's just amazing what they're doing. And their whole thing is, who the heck cares what your spiritual gifting is if you don't have character? Bad character will always wreck spiritual gifts, and bad character will always cause you to minister out of a need to be recognized instead of out of having a gift to give. It's a very important thing. And most of us should spend more time working on godly character than we should working on telling everybody about our gift, okay? And that doesn't mean you don't want both. But our part is to develop character and to have that character. And God will flow through that in a lot longer longevity in our ministry, in our marriages, in our life. And it shouldn't be exhausting. I went skiing this last week in Colorado, and I took a day lesson with a group, and the ski instructor said, if you ski right, you ought to be able to ski all day, 5 days in a row, without being exhausted or sore. He goes, if you ski right, you ought to be able to ski with your tennis shoes strapped onto that ski. And it totally made sense, because whenever I ski, I'm exhausted. Because I'm like, whoa, yeah! And then he said, the form of how you ski and the ease of how you ski and the technical parts of skiing, nobody wants to work on. But when you do that, it's like working on your characters, working on how you communicate. And he says he actually, in the wintertime, he has to work out and exercise even though he's on the slopes 40 hours a week, because it's so easy for him. It looks like he's skiing like this. He's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Looks like he's barely doing anything. And it's very important for that character. Is one of those habits you talked about. I never did that. I never thought about that before. That was really good, that these are habits. And there's some good habits that we can have. That joy habit was awesome. So the third one is they're not titles or positions. The second one is character traits. The third one is spiritual gifts are not titles or positions. We have been in a season in the church where everybody's seeking a title or position, which means to be over somebody. And we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to walk as pastors. We're supposed to walk as prophetic people, as givers, but not to seek a title or a role. And then if down the road that's given to us, that's awesome, but we never have to refer to ourselves. The Apostle Paul does an amazing thing in the letters. He says a lot as a servant. And he has no problem being called an apostle, but he always starts with a servant or a brother or something like that. So we're not looking to take this test that we're going to take. So, okay, I am a prophet. I'm going to show up as a prophet. Show up as a son and daughter of the King. Begin to influence people. Be an encourager. Listen. Be a person of character that people ask you instead of you having to tell everybody what you know or what God's showing you. And then the fourth one, spiritual gifts are not self-promoting. And spiritual gifts are given for the glory of God. They definitely do bring glory to you in a bad way. All right? And so I just be aware of that I think we should be praying for spiritual gifts to them to be refined and defined and increased. So if you're a financial giver, you should be praying that God increases your ability to give financially. If you're a prophetic person, if you're hospitality, that you really up your game on those areas, that God gives you more and more ability to do that. But people begin to recognize that and give you something that you just are supposed to just pass back on to the Lord. All right? If there's any questions there on page 51? Okay, let's go to 52 and 53. Okay, this is a little bit more difficult, but I think you're going to get it. It's a lot longer. You need to do it quickly, okay? So let's just take number one. I like on the left is your I like organizing services and events. You're going to go to the right here where it says number one. You're going to write a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, okay? A 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. I like organizing services and events. Almost never, seldom, sometimes, frequently, almost always. And put it in, you can do that for all 72 of those, and then I'll show you what to do after that, okay? Raise your hand when you're done. If you have any questions, you need any help on that, let me know.